Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Welcome to the seventh episode of our Crime Fighters series, The Secret of the Bones. Inspectors Naki and Sive are investigating the kidnapping of one-year-old Zuri. Last time, Kulu felt sick while Naki and Sive were interrogating her, so the officers had to admit her to hospital. And Shava suffered humiliation in front of his top client and mayoral candidate Billy Ngoe when his football team lost despite Shava predicting they'd win. This episode is called The Moment of Truth. We start at Shava's home after the football match, where he's meeting with Coach Bumu, team captain Sky, and Sunday, the team striker, to discuss their defeat.
I cannot begin to tell you how disappointed I was by your performance today. Sky, you're the team captain. What have you got to say for yourself?
We just didn't pull together well as a team today, Shava.
Why not? You embarrassed me in front of some very high-profile people, you know. They buy my medicine because they believe it brings success. If my own football team loses, what's that going to make them think? Huh?
I know you asked to see me separately, Shava, but may I just say something here?
Sure, coach. Go ahead.
The whole team always stays in the same house before a game, but these two here were not at the team camp last night.
I can assure you, we still got enough sleep.
Sunday, you know perfectly well that it's not just about resting. We also do what Shava tells us to do with the medicines before the matches.
You're right, coach. Sky and Sunday, as a punishment for your disobedience, you won't be getting your match fees.
What?
No, Shava, that's not fair. You know we rely on this money.
You should have thought about that before disgracing me in public.
Aren't you being too harsh on them, Shava?
Not at all, coach. And the rest of the team will only get 25%. I'm not paying top prices for a mediocre performance.
A bad day for the team members of Shava's football club. Shortly afterwards, Shava meets some of his patients down by the river. He promised them he would wash away all evil spirits and cure all sorts of diseases, even HIV and cancer, in a special ceremony. Among the believers is Bapoto, Zuri's father, and Blue's friend Faith, whom Shava forced to have sex with.
Greetings to all our ancestors. Bapoto, I have a special medicine for you. This will help you become richer and find closure for your lost son.
Thank you, great Shava. Closure? In what way, Shava?
Soon, you will be at peace. Your ancestors will give you health and wealth through me. After this, you will become rich. Some of you will be cured of AIDS. Others will be cured of cancer. I will give you what you are looking for.
Shava, I ask first for the return of my son Zuri.
It's too late, Bapoto.
Why?
That evil, wicked woman has killed your son, Bapoto.
No. Why? It cannot be. I trust in you, Shava. I have trust in you and your power. I lay my destiny in your hands.
Stop the drums. My people.
Yes,
with this blade, I will start by making incisions on your forehead, shoulders, and lower back.
Yes,
we
We worship you,
This precious human blood mixed with medicines, I will smear on your bodies. We will then spend the night by the river.
Shava, I wish I could get some answers about the kidnapping and killing of my son Zuri.
You will get all the answers you need in the morning, Bapoto. In the morning, we will bathe in this flowing river water.
It seems Shava isn't ready yet to tell Bapoto anything about Zuri's fate. Meanwhile, Lindia is still recovering in hospital. Officer Trudy is still guarding her door, not just to keep an eye on Lindia, but also to protect her from people who might want to harm her. The next morning, Dr. Kibi pays her a visit to try and cheer her up.
Good morning, Lindia.
Hi, Akina.
How are you feeling this morning?
Oh, I really don't know. Is life worth living anymore, my friend?
You know, your pain is my pain, Lindia. I'll always be there for you.
I really appreciate that, Akina. Tell me what you've been doing.
Well, as you know, I've been very busy the last few days. A lot of patients have had to be admitted.
With what?
They all have the same story. There's a healer who gave them some sort of mixture.
Did they say what mixture it was?
No, they don't know. But the name Shava was mentioned several times.
Oh, Shava. Do you know him?
No, I don't. Do you?
Yeah, kind of. Let me show you his profile on Busu Online.
Let me get my laptop.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Oh, I see. Look, this Shava's just put up a new advert. I heal all diseases quickly and painlessly. If you want to have a successful business, bring back a lost lover, enlarge your penis, come to Shava.
I really don't know what magic this Shava is working with. This is ridiculous. How can he claim to be able to do all that? I'm a healer. I know that it's not possible.
This really is strange. He seems to be working with a doctor called Woods, who always comments on his posts.
What he's promising is really dangerous. Nobody can do this stuff.
See? Yesterday he had an all-disease cleansing ceremony. He just says, at the usual venue. He doesn't say where exactly.
No, he probably doesn't want the general public to know. I wish there was a way to find out more about how Shava works.
I may have an idea.
What are you thinking, Akina?
Why don't I go to Shava and pretend to be an ordinary patient? Then I can find out what it is he actually does.
So Lindia and Dr. Kibi start planning his undercover visit to Shava's practice. At the same time, at the police station, Naki and Sive finally get the results of the DNA analysis of Zuri's pyjamas and bracelet.
Good morning, Officer Trudy.
Good morning, Officer Naki. Officer Sive.
Did the changing of the guard at the hospital go all right?
Oh, yes, everything went well. Officer Kweku took over on time. Forensics left this envelope addressed to you, Sergeant.
What does the report say, Naki?
1. It can be proven conclusively that the hair found on Zuri Foe's pyjamas does not match the samples taken from Lindia Wanga.
Mm-hmm. Oh?
2. It can further be proven conclusively that the fingerprints on Zuri Foe's bracelet are not those of Lindia Wanga.
Oh, my Lord. Naki, so if it's not Lindia's DNA on Zuri's pyjamas and bracelet, whose is it?
And with these long-awaited results, we've come to the end of this episode of The Secret of the Bones. To listen to this and other episodes, visit us on dw.com/crimefighters. Goodbye for now, and be sure to join us next time.
Crime Fighters.